The unsurpassed, penetrating and perfect truth is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself. Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. Today I'd like to talk about feelings. Feelings are one of the five skandhas, the five heaps, the five aggregates that make up our experience. All of our experience, everything we experience as human beings, comes under these five heaps. Form, sensation, thought, activity and consciousness. And these are sometimes translated in different ways and divided up in different ways, but the point is that they're all ways of analyzing our experience, all of it. Form, our body, and all other bodies, all the physical things of our world, all the animals, plants, people, mountains, everything. Sensation or feelings, both physical feelings and emotional, mental, spiritual feelings. We'll come back to that one. Thought, or perceptions, often is translated, based on the six senses, including the mind as a sense. I love that. The mind is just one of our senses. Eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind. There it is, just a sense. Activity or volition, which includes our choices and intentions, our thinking about things. Although, did I miss one? Yes, oh well. No, thought and activity. And activity or volition is often the way actually thinking is categorized. So it seems a bit confusing, but in any way, everything falls under one of these. Consciousness, cognition, awareness. And that's what they are, the five skandhas, the five aggregates, the five factors of our experience. And all of these together make up our sense of being a self, a me. And the Buddha talks about them a lot. He talks a lot about the skandhas, the five aggregates, because it's so important to see that these factors are not me. They're just aspects of something that comes together and forms what I think of as me. Feelings, back to feelings. We have physical sensations, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. We get hot, we get cold. We suffer pain and sickness. We have pleasure, endless sensations. And many of them we don't even notice, the feeling of fabric against our skin or the weight of our body just sitting here. And it'll itch here or a little ache over there. Do I sound as though I'm in a large tin can, or does it sound okay? Okay? Just that I'd check. The feelings of, I'm in a tin can. Well, all these feelings come and go. None of them last forever. Sometimes we're hot, sometimes we're cold, but we're not cold our whole life. Some people are, but, that's another thing. And we tend to get inured to a physical sensation. We don't notice it after a bit. We don't notice an habitual smell. My house smells of cats and I don't even notice anymore, Or the taste of our own saliva. Can you imagine? It actually has a flavor, but we don't notice because we have it all the time. We get used to a constant pain or a feeling of discomfort. And every now and then we know, oh yes, that's still there. And when it goes away, we think, oh, I feel better. Like carrying around a huge weight. And we all know about that. Different kinds of weight, and then it's gone. It's better. We get used to comfort as well. We take it for granted. Emotional feelings. These are a huge factor in our experience. We're constantly having emotional feelings. Anger, sadness, fear, anxiety, jealousy, resentment, and joy, contentment, anticipation, excitement, nicenesses, There's an endless parade of feelings that just come and go through our minds. Just a parade, one after the other. Here's joy, here's happiness, here's anger, here's sadness, all the time. And we have endless words to describe them all the different feelings and the grades of feeling. You've got mild anxiety to stark terror, slight irritation and blinding rage and everything in between. All these different ways of experiencing feeling. And we identify ourselves with these feelings, as we tend to identify ourselves with all the other skandhas, but the feelings. I'm an angry person. I'm a fearful person. I'm a kind person. My feelings are hurt. You know, it's me, all about me. But the thing is, of course, that feelings are very transient. The Buddha likens them to bubbles on the surface of a river. They're empty. They rise and disappear. In a river, you know, bubbles come up and they go. Even blissful feelings in meditation, they're just feelings. They come and go. You can't hold on to them. You can't get them back. And you don't want to identify with them. Or you get trapped into, this is me, this is mine, this is myself. You know? It's just feelings. Nice feelings maybe, horrible feelings maybe, but it's all just feeling. Even the blissful states that people have in meditation, or the horrible states you might have in meditation, bad dreams, nightmares, you know, all that. Just feeling. It comes and goes. All our feelings come and go, just like those bubbles on the river. We might think they're with us for a long time, especially our negative feelings. They like, seem like they go on forever. Despondency, despair, seem like they go on and on and on. Feelings of unworthiness or self-hatred, anxiety and worry, resentment. We can resent things for years. They can seem as though they're with us forever. But actually, in fact, they just arise and pass. Like those bubbles, they arise and pass through. They're not stuck. We might have a particular kind of bubble that comes up over and over again, a particular sort of bubble that keeps appearing. Or we might feel we're in a permanent fog of despair, to change our analogy slightly. But in fact, each moment is new. Each feeling is new. Each sensation is new. Moment by moment, it's new. It just comes through us over and over again. Despair, bubble. Another despair, bubble. Another despair, bubble. But it is actually moving through. And the fact that we are willing to feel them and not turn away is our cleansing of karma. Just the willingness to feel these things and not reject them, not despise them, not cling on to them. Oh, you know, even the negative feelings we tend to cling on to. I was talking about this just the other day. Clinging on to the things that we're used to, our habits of mind. And our habits of mind are our tendency to latch on to certain kinds of bubbles. Kinds of bubbles of anger, worry, self-blame, whatever they might be. Oh, just our familiar flavor. Oh yes, resentment, I know that one. Oh yes, I feel comfortable with this. You know, let's hang it around for a while. But actually, they're still just passing through. They're just bubbles. And we have these habits from lifetimes past and our lifetime in the present. But they're not who we really are. They're not me. And if we think I'm an angry person or whatever, we're trying to solidify something that isn't really solid. It's transient, it's empty, and it just comes and goes, actually, regardless of what it feels like, actually just comes through, passes and goes. And this is the point with the Buddha's teaching about the skandhas. They're all empty. He has these nice analogies. Form is like a lump of foam on a river. It's just froth, you know. This passes down the road. It looks like it's something, but it's just foam, and it disappears. And of course, our feelings are like the bubbles in the river, come and go. Perception is like a mirage on a hot day. You think you see the things, you know, something shimmering, or you think you see a reflection of water, and it's not there at all. It just appears to be so. Our perception. Volition, our thinking and our choices and so forth. It says they're like the hollow center of a banana tree. I've never cut down a banana tree, but I will take his word for it, that actually it's hollow in the middle. So you're looking for something meaty in the middle, looking for heartwood, as the Buddha says. And you cut down a banana tree and you find nothing, a void, a space, emptiness. Consciousness, he says, is like a magician's illusion. It's just a pretend thing. All these things are empty. They've got no real substance. And because they're all empty, they're not our true being. They're not our self. We can't really identify ourselves with them. The self, or what we think is of ourself, isn't real at all. It's empty, as the Buddha keeps saying. We can't take refuge in this pretend self. It's a suffering. The more we take refuge in being a self, the more we suffer, and the more we create suffering for others. Greed, anger, and delusion. Perfect consolidation of self. And when we identify with any of these skandhas, with our feelings or any of them, with our body, you know, we're not seeing clearly. Thinking, I'm this body, this is my body, this is what I am. Well, if you're only seeing partly, what happens? It's getting old, it decays, it dies, you know. Am I still the same body as I was as a small child? No. It's a temporary thing. It's constantly changing. It's not really me. Identifying with our perception and our volition, our thinking mind, the activity of our brain. I'm pretty smart and intelligent, you know. But actually, none of us are smart about everything. Some of us are smart about some things and completely clueless about other things. Or that areas of smartness change, you know. We miss some things, we can miss different things at different times. We all have blind spots, and by their nature, we don't know they're there, you know. So all these things are not to be relied on. The brain, the feelings, the consciousness, I'm a spiritual person, you know, or the body, I'm a strong person. None of them is me. They all work together to make this kind of feeling of being a me, but actually it's not the reality. I could go on at length about this because I love this, but anyway, the whole emptiness of self and all that, the emptiness of our experience, is foundational to the Buddha's teaching because this idea of being a self is the cause of our suffering. If I had no sense of being a self, well, we have to have some sense of being a self just to get around and do stuff, but if I didn't really have any investment in this self any more than in anybody else, I wouldn't be suffering. I wouldn't be creating suffering. I wouldn't be hanging on to what I want and not wanting that, just, you know, pushing away what I don't want. I like these people, not those people, and all that. We can't hold on to any of that, any of these skandhas, any of the sense of self. It all just comes and goes through. And actually, it's deeply comforting. Because whatever is going on, it won't last forever because nothing does. So if we're miserable, just wait a minute and the weather will change, as they say. You know? We don't have to get too excited about any of it. We don't have to get completely crushed when we're having a hard time or completely overjoyed when we're having a good time because it will change. We can enjoy things fully, knowing they will come and go. We see a beautiful sunset. We know it'll be gone in a minute. And that very fleetingness of it makes it more beautiful. If it was there all the time, you wouldn't even notice. And the difficult things come and go. So we can bear them, knowing that they will not last forever. Even if it seems like they will, they don't. Everything changes. At the very least, our view of them changes, our attitude changes. You know, our way of looking at things changes. In this very moment, we just have conditions as they are. Whether it's bright or dark, it's just this moment, and it's fleeting. It's not something to worry about, not something to take refuge in. It's just conditions, just feeling. The light and the dark, praise and blame, health and sickness, joy and sorrow, gain and loss, certainty and uncertainty, faith and doubt, strength and weakness, is all the same. They're just conditions. They come and go, the light and the dark. You deal with things as they come up, we try to let them go, it all just passes through. During the ceremony we just did, I love that ceremony, you know. We chant the scripture of great wisdom over and over again. When you turn the lights down, when you turn them back up. And the scripture is exactly what we're talking about. no eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind, no form, no taste, no knowledge, no attainment, no nothing that I can cling onto and say, this is me, this is my attainment, this is what I know, this is what I've got. It all, you know, there's no self to be found in any of it. And that faithful chanting through all conditions, trusting in this teaching, no eye, ear, nose. So what is there? What is there we can rely on? The lights all go out, we put the candles out, and there's that one little light in the founder's shrine that most of us can't see. But I go back there, having turned all the other lights out, and I get the lighter, and I light there. I light from that little candle, and then I light all the other candles, and we light all the turn up all the lights and everything. So we all do it together. We turn all the lights on, and we've been chanting a scripture all this time. That little light burning in the darkness, we can't see it, but we trust that it's still there. And in our lives it's like this sometimes. We're in the dark. Things are really dark sometimes. Sometimes they're really nice, things are fine, really bright. But wherever there is light or dark, we still keep on doing our practice faithfully, knowing that the light of the Dharma has never gone out, and it will return. It does return to light up our lives. It's always been there. The feelings come and go. Joy and sadness, grief and happiness, gain and loss, all these things, all the eight winds. The eight winds are constantly blowing. I've seen a lot of weather analogies today. The light and the dark. Constantly, one step after one, the steps in walking, light and darkness, joy and sorrow, and so forth. Just feelings. It's just the stuff of our life. If we were happy all the time, we wouldn't know. We wouldn't be able to, we wouldn't want to train ourselves. We'd have no reason. If we were completely wretched all the time, it would be pretty dismal, and we would again have no hope, be no way forward. But the fact that we have this light and the dark, the steps in walking, our very planet has light and darkness. There's nothing we can do about that. We could have the lights on all the time, but still there's darkness out there. Darkness in our lives, darkness in, you know, in the world sometimes. Sometimes things are really hard in this world. They seem like they're not getting much better. It looks pretty dark at the moment. But it's up to us to keep that light shining. Our faithful training brings the light back into the world. It keeps it bright. It may just seem like a little tiny candle, a little votive candle. But still, as you know, it can burn down a forest. You don't want to do that. But that little light can light all kinds of other lights. There's all sorts of ceremonies that people do in all religions to symbolize this. A little light that lights other lights, that helps other beings. Our little act of kindness, our little faithful training helps all beings, helps us, helps other beings, helps the people we see, people who might see that little training, or not, people who are completely unconnected with us at all. That little light shines out, and we may not really realize that ourselves. It's our little light shining. It's for us and for other beings that we do our training, practice the way, keep that faith bright, our bright-minded faith in the lightness, in the light and in the darkness. Everything changes. The world may seem dark sometimes, then it changes. Rabbi Master used to say, I've said this many times, sometimes it seems like the level of sanity goes down. It seems like it's going down and down and down, but it does come back up. It does come back up. And it's up to us to try to spread a little kindness, good cheer, brightness of heart, sanity, if we're lucky, to practice the teaching of the Buddha, keep it bright in this world, to do our very best to let it shine as best we can, do our part. Feelings come and go. They come and go like bubbles on the river. But that light of Buddha shines throughout. And we must always just keep faith in that. And don't worry too much when it's bright, don't worry too much when it's dark. That steadiness of faith burns underneath it all. I got my metaphors all kind of mixed up with water and light today, but never mind, you know what I'm trying to say. That's it. Thank you.